Hello, I'm Chris Wilkins of Wilkins Southworth, the managing partner. I'm really pleased today to be seeing Jeremy Gilley of Peace One Day. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Chris.
Can you tell us a bit about Peace One Day?
Yeah, so Peace One Day started in 1999. I mean, I had the idea in 98, but we launched in 99, so been on the road now for 22 years, about 130 countries. Had an idea to create a day of peace, a day of ceasefire and non-violence with a fixed calendar date, the 21st of September, and see if I could have that day of peace established at the United Nations, i.e. unanimously adopted by every member state of the United Nations. And after years of travelling and meeting people like the Dalai Lama and Shimon Peres, Amri Musa, Nelson Mandela, Kofi Annan, Mary Robinson, Dr. Oscar Arias, and indeed many others, you know, I'm delighted that the British and the Costa Rican governments put that idea forward to the United Nations General Assembly, and the world voted for a peace day, 21 September, a day of ceasefire and nonviolence. And once we'd done that, we then wanted to prove that the day of peace could work in a complex place. So we chose Afghanistan, and my good friend Jude Law travelled with me. We had a lot of meetings, and eventually, because of the support of everybody, UNAMA, UNICEF, WHO, NATO, ISAF, and of course the Taliban, everybody agreed to observe the day. And as a consequence of that ceasefire, then 1.4 million children were able to be vaccinated against polio, because the 10,000 vaccinators that went into those areas were safe. They weren't going to be kidnapped and they weren't going to be killed because of the Taliban's agreement. Once we'd created the day, as you saw, as I just told you, we then proved it could work in a complex place. Our job was then to tell a lot of people, and we've been working with some of the largest corporations in the world, Unilever, Coca-Cola, Ben & Jerry's, Puma, Adidas, and many others, you know, Lipton, Avon, Trivium, to tell a lot of people about the day. And what we do is we measure exposure, we measure awareness, and we measure behavioural change. And those three areas are pretty much what everybody measures. So when you see a billboard on the side of the road, you know, what the company who pays for that billboard space are looking for is, like, how many people are exposed to that message, how many people remember that message, and how many people purchase as a consequence of seeing the billboard. I do the same. So how many people are exposing to the Day of Peace, how many people will remember the Day of Peace, and how many people, most importantly, will change their behaviour? Because what we know happens on a Day of Peace is people change their behaviour. On Mother's Day, people buy flowers, right? They're super good to their mums. On Valentine's Day, they go out for a date, they buy a box of chocolates. Big days in this world have behaviour attached to them. And it's the same is true of a Day of Peace, but that behaviour is really profound, because it means that somebody's saying sorry, somebody's reconciling their differences, somebody's not bullying, and therefore you see a decrease in violence to the tune of around 20 million people each time the day comes around. 20 million. So what we know is, we know that the 21st of September is the day when more people think about peace than any other day of the year. It's also the day where there's the greatest reduction of violence.
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing, and what you've done and achieved in such a short period is just fantastic. But we first met just over 12 years ago, and when you became clients of ours just over 11 years ago, you had some, the business needed some work with overseas tax, because obviously different jurisdictions that we got involved in. What were you looking for in a firm of accountants when you approached us?
Well, someone who could add the numbers correctly was always going to be good, right? Unfortunately, Chris, nobody's better at that than you are. So, no, I mean, the recommendation came, you know, from Steve Bolton to work with you. And obviously, Steve's a great supporter of Peace One Day. And I was delighted that we met. You know, we're based in Richmond. You're based in Barnes. You're around the corner from me. And you know, when you get a strong recommendation, then obviously that's a really important thing to get, and always worth following up. I think the other great thing about you, Chris, is that we see each other regularly, and it's very personal. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, when we have a problem or when we have a question or there's something that we've got to resolve, then I just know that you're going to give it the attention that it requires, rather than being with a big firm and you put the issue in and you never really know whether it's going to get the attention that it rightly deserves. As a non-profit, as an organisation like Peace One Day, every penny counts to us, and we need to account for our finances very well, right? Because, you know, people are giving us funds to make a difference, and we've got to make that difference, and we've got to make sure that we are really caring about every single aspect of our work. And accounting is something that's just as important as the awareness that we generate. But you know, it's the very personal touch that you give it. You know, it's like the meetings that we have with you. You know, I mean, your attention to detail is absolutely incredible. Probably as good as anybody I've ever met. You know, I'm in a meeting with you, and I know that absolutely everything that gets said is going to get written down. I mean, you know, I watch you quite carefully, the way in which you go about, you know, logging and making sure that issues are dealt with in an appropriate way. And that's the reason why I've been with you 11 years.
Well, thanks. I mean, the most important thing there is that if we don't take detailed notes, then when issues come up in the future, then we need to refer to them, and then we can actually do you justice with what we actually said at the time.
Yeah.
But if you had to describe us to potential clients, how would you describe Wilkin Southworth then?
Well,
is it that personal touch? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think the personal side of things is really important. You know, I mean, I know you, you know, as a person, and we have a very professional relationship. You know, and so Wilkinson Southworth to me is Chris, it's you. And obviously I know that you have a great team of people around you. But that's the most important thing to me. And I think most people want that in all of their relationships, you know, whatever it might be. You know, having a personal relationship with somebody that you know really knows their business and really cares about your issue, whatever that issue might be, is what you need. I mean, you know, to be successful, you know, to execute well, to deliver on strategy, on budget and on time, then you've got to have people around you who know what they're doing. And, you know, you're a specialist, Chris. You know, if issues come up, then I know that we can ask you what the best thing to do is, and you're going to tell us, and we're going to resolve it. And that's just what you need. So I can't believe anybody would listen to this and not kind of go, well, Chris Wilkins is the guy I should be using. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about getting the sums right. And you get the sums right.
So how would you view us for business problem solving, with sort of being proactive for tax, that type of thing? How would you rate us?
Well, I mean, you know, I would say that, you know, what you do and the way that you do it is absolutely brilliant. You know, I mean, we've been going a very, very long time now, and it's 21 years of work, and it's 11 years of you and I working together, and we have really large corporations working with us, and you know, we're really proud of the way in which we go about, you know, accounting with the finances that we're given to do a good job, and you help us do that. So, you know, that's you know, about as good as it gets, really.
And would you recommend us to other firms?
Absolutely. You know, if there's anybody who's watching this, you know, and you're looking for an accountant who can deliver your accounts efficiently, you know, on time, you know, and in a professional manner, well, then there really isn't anybody better than Wilkinson Southworth.
That's really kind. I mean, thanks for that, Jeremy.
Of course.
That's great.
Well, listen, Chris, thanks a lot for coming around, and yeah, I'm delighted that I answered your questions.
Yeah, thank you. That's great.